My Louis heel dancing shoes may not have been the best choice, I realize in retrospect as I clack down the pavement near the waterfront. Even spending my last nickel on the streetcar hadn't saved me the long walk through Chelsea, and my toes are already sore and numb. It's unseasonably cold tonight, my legs and arms breaking out in goosebumps despite the heavy mink draped across my shoulders, a recent gift from my fella JD. Making my way down 14th Street, I turn south toward the park stretched out along the shore of the Hudson. Most of the crowds have gone, leaving the benches empty, staring longingly across the reflection of the city lights dancing on the water. The wind blows, and I hold a gloved hand to my snappy cloche hat, shivering against the cold. Inhaling, I force my shaking muscles to relax. The city hums around me, vibrant and pulsating. Scads of people flee into the shadows, down darkened alleyways, or into nondescript green doors, seeking sanctuary, or love, or freedom, or release. The city offers it all and more, anything you want, all your dreams and desires on a silver platter, yours for the taking. That's why people flock here, drawn by the big lights and the promise of Broadway. The city is a siren, and you'd have to be deaf to ignore its call. Maybe not even that would save you.
You're late,
a voice calls out, a shadow of a man stepping from behind a tall oak tree. I smile, unable to stop the warmth that rolls over my skin at the sound, as if I wouldn't know that voice anywhere. Spinning once, I land in a perfect pose, one leg bent just slightly, shoulder tucked close to my chin to create a silhouette I'd seen once in a moving picture. Did you miss me? Stepping into the glow of the street lamp, he grins, his dimples magically appearing in his cheeks, raking one hand through his amber hair nervously.
Always.
Gifting him with my best sultry smile, I close the distance between us in two perfectly measured leaps and throw myself into his arms. Lifting me from my feet, he holds me, so I'm just above eye level, and I have to lower my mouth to his. When he releases me, I wrap one arm through his, and he leads me toward the railing that separated sand from shore. Together we gaze out across the river, marveling at the sight. It never gets old, this feeling. Somehow, both infinite and infinitesimal at the same time.
You remember this spot?
He asks finally, jerking his head. There's something off about him tonight, I realize slowly as I sweep a closer gaze over him. He's dressed in his best hand-tailored pinstriped suit, a thin blue tie around his neck, that in itself isn't too odd, since he probably has business later. He's always been a snappy dresser. Lord knows he has wonderful taste in, well, everything. One hand tucked in his trouser pocket, he fidgets, his face pink with warmth despite the cool breeze. No, it's his faraway expression that has my hair on end, as if something serious is weighing on his mind. It's an expression he doesn't wear often, one that I know he tries to shield from me. I narrow my eyes suspiciously. Course I do. This is where we met. Turning my back to the railing, I lean against it, pointing across the road. That's the club I was dancing in that night.
You were stunning. I'd never seen a dame move like you.
He says, brushing a single finder down the bare skin of my shoulder.
Like water flowing over rocks.
Despite his compliment, I can't help but shudder against the memory. Being forced to entertain the bell-bottoms at a dump like that isn't exactly something I like to think about. Sure, it paid the bills, mostly, but I don't miss coming home every morning soaked in sweat and whiskey and worse things. And those were the good nights. I didn't have much going for me, some schooling for sure, enough to know that a pretty face will take a dame further in this life than a diploma. But no money, no family connections that could offer me more respectable employment. All I could count on was my looks, my charm, the easy flirtatious nature I'd so carefully cultivated. How many nights had I spent watching Clara Bow or Greta Garbo from the cheap seats? How many times did I practice their gestures, their mannerisms, in the broken mirror above my bathroom sink? Far too many to count, and yet just enough to adopt their glamorous allure for myself. Just enough to catch the eye of a man who would change my life completely.